adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Story of the year is here tonight. We got the guys from the band, Dan, Ryan, and Josh, all here. I think we're going to do a little...
Swap-a-rooney.
Swap-a-rooney. Yeah, we'll be rotating some other guys in from the band as the night wears on. These guys are out on tour with Linkin Park and Hoobastank and POD, and just got off stage at Long Beach Arena, yes?
This is true.
Yes.
How was it?
It was good. See, we talked about this, but I have this food poisoning diarrhea thing going on, so it was kind of a rough show for me, but
these
guys had fun.
Yeah, no, I made it. No incontinence or anything?
No. In the first song, I jumped and I think a little bit squirted.
But nothing anybody noticed.
He had a leak. But I talked about it. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what's tough about when you have the diarrhea is you're always...
Here we go. What's tough about
the
it?
The diarrhea.
Well, here's the thing. All a man has is his confidence, especially when he's out on stage. And if he's scared to pull the trigger on a fart for fear... of the repercussions, then you got. Now, see,
you're preoccupied. Everything.
When
yes.
you question yourself,
you question everything.
Now you question everything.
You can't trust any instinct.
You don't know if your woman's cheating on you. You don't know. You don't up from down, right from wrong anymore.
All right, yeah, I see that.
If I can't fart and feel like I could be wearing, you know, nothing but
chiffon,
just white, yeah, white,
Kleenex.
A flirty handful of white chiffon. And be in front of the Pope and feel like I could get away with it, you know, just noise and some stink, then that's the day.
A little high five from the
but
Pope.
I got to put the mic down and walk away from the stage.
And
I think the band is saying that is what, right? I mean, don't let me put words in your mouth, but that's what's going on out there, right?
That's pretty accurate, I would say.
So you rocked and nothing rolled. It stayed in you?
No rolling. It was pretty good.
That's great. And how are you feeling about now?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we okay tonight?
I feel all right. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't ate all day, so I'm still scared to put anything back in.
Lots of fluids, though. Lots of fluids.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of water.
Lots of fluids?
You got to take lots of fluids, yeah.
What can you do if you have this situation and you have, let's say, a long bus ride or something and you can't...
You better shoot.
You're not going to be around something for a while.
Imodium? Well, it depends what you got.
No, sometimes. I mean, you don't got anything.
You get a cork.
A cork?
You have something nearby to... You're
I mean, you be drinking a lot of water?
Yes, lots of liquids. Always when you have diarrhea.
But doesn't that make it worse and make more diarrhea?
Oh, absolutely, categorically not. And people have this crazy misconception. They say, well, every time I put something in my stomach, it comes out the other end. Well, there's something called a gastrocolic reflex. When you put something in your stomach, it stimulates the other end to contract. There's nothing, whatever's coming out was so sitting there waiting to come out.
Right.
It takes hours and hours and hours to get through what's in your stomach.
All right, so
And liquids just get absorbed right away.
You should be hydrating
yourself. You've got to be hydrating. That's
all right.
Thing.
Hydration, Dan. Hydration. All right.
He did dump in a trash bag in the bus.
Oh, really?
Last night.
You guys didn't
very dignified. Very dignified.
You don't have the bathroom in the bus.
Yeah, a bathroom, but you can't
fire a missile in the bus.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Unless you have a grinder, and we don't have a grinder.
What?
It stinks real bad.
You gotta have a grinder.
It's better to go in a bag.
Some buses have like a in the bathroom. It's like a grinder.
Right.
But like nobody uses it anyway because it just stays there and it smells.
Right.
So
better to go in a bag and then...
Or out the window, whatever you want to do.
And what do you do with the bag then?
Just toss it out the window.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's good.
That's what you ran into when you're jogging through. Remember you're down on the Royal?
You swore that's what it was. I
told you it was the band.
You didn't say this band. You said a band.
I knew it had to be a band. Whenever I see Duke in a hefty bag, I think kids and rock and roll.
Remember what I found in the room was a coil pie.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're going to hear a little little something from Story of the Year off of Page Avenue, name of the CD. We're going to hear something in the first break. We'll hear something in the second break. You can go to www.maverick.com, by the way, if you want to know about the band or anything, any tour dates or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take some calls.
Let's
what do you say?
That sounds great.
Talk to Sarah, who's 18.
Remember Sarah was on call 130 minutes last night? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, 130 minutes.
And we promised we'd grab her.
That was a long time.
Sorry, baby doll. What's up?
That's okay. Well, I had a couple questions. First of all, why did your MTV show get taken off the air, and are you guys ever thinking about bringing that back?
Drew raped one of the callers.
We don't know. We have no idea.
Drew's asked me repeatedly not to talk about this, but he raped, I think it was three of the callers.
Wait, if I were going to go through all that trouble. We don't know, but we do know that nothing lasts more than about two seasons on MTV, and we went far longer than that, and so that's probably what
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. They just, you know, they're like Menudo over there. They got to keep it
keep it real, keep it new,
keep it moving over there. But yeah, really? We did 4 years. Seemed like enough.
That's disappointing, but
yeah.
My other question was, well, you know, I know that tons of people call your show every night and feel like they know you and compliment you, and I think you guys are awesome. I listen all the time, and I really respect you. And I just wanted to know what your beliefs were on the legalization of marijuana. And if you ever think it'll get legalized in our lifetime.
Who wants to go first?
Why do you guys have more fans than us?
Yeah, what's BS?
We pick our fans to put on the air.
Yeah, we don't. We have instructions to the screeners not to put any fans of Story of the Year on that. All right, what about legalization of marijuana?
Interestingly enough, although having the drug being illegal does help me treat people with addiction to this disease. It helps them structure their environment. The reality is that the pot particularly has become so cantankerous. There's so much craziness around that drug. I do believe it will be legalized in the not-too-distant future, and I don't think it'll be a big difference. In general, prohibition strategies don't work very well. And if we control the distribution of this drug and use some of the money that people made from it to treat people and to educate people, perhaps things would be better than they actually are now.
Yeah.
All right.
The reality is that the Harrison Act of the Harrison Narcotic Act, which is next year going to celebrate its 90th birthday, is a ridiculous law, and it's the reason there's so much hypocrisy and foolishness in our laws about illicit drugs. It's like we really need to visit the whole subject over again.
I'd like them to bring Quaaludes back. That's my whole thing. I got two things I'd like to see come back: Quaaludes and the Bell Beefer over at Taco Bell.
The ranch, enchilada too.
No, enchilada would be nice. But
too,
Bell Beefers before you kids, but beautiful.
Yeah, I don't remember the Bell Beefers.
Right, you know the crazy ground up meat that they put in their tacos.
Picture the taco meat, Drew. Don't ruin it. Let me paint a picture.
Yeah, beautiful picture. Go ahead.
All right, picture a nice generic white bun with ground up taco meat on top of it, and then that delectable shredded lettuce they have, and then some cheese, and then the other part of the bun, I call it the top part because it goes on top, cow, right on top.
That's it.
It's like a hamburger kind of?
Bell Beefer. It's like a sloppy Joe. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's a sloppy Joe without the slop.
It had its fair share of slop, as I recall.
No.
It doesn't slop over.
Sloppy Joe's
got
tomato sauce
and
everything.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe, not bad either. That's something that could make a comeback. People don't eat Sloppy Joe's anymore.
You're right.
There's nothing wrong with it. You guys eat Sloppy Joe's?
They used to serve it at school, but it was never good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was bad.
I didn't like spam. My dad always made me eat spam.
Really?
I didn't like spam.
Where are you from again?
St. Louis.
Hmm. That was your dad in the military or something?
Yeah, he was, actually.
Yeah.
The British military?
No. You know, the American military.
That's a spam guy.
Okay.
Guys in the military like eating canned meat.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
They get so used to it that brings back fond memories?
Yeah, that's sometimes a lot of shells going off around your head kind of clouds your thinking, too, you know, just you're not as sharp as you would have been. That's all. And it's cheap. Yeah, I think my dad had a little spam run, too.
Really?
Well,
it's cheap.
My dad was a bachelor for a while and super cheap and trying to do his own cooking.
I think the really comedy part of spam is the spam recipes. Fried spams, spam with spam.
Yeah. It's basically stuff you eat when you're camping, and that's about it. Although the Hawaiians love it. You know, I went to Hawaii with Jimmy once, and we're playing some golf, and he kept telling me the whole time the reason the Hawaiians love spam is because they used to be cannibals, and it tastes like flesh.
He convinced you of this?
Jimmy,
you don't listen to much.
I don't listen to anything he says. But he said this, and I said no. So we're playing golf, and he went and asked one of the locals, and they were pissed and offended, and Jimmy couldn't understand why they're upset. Tony,
hello?
21.
Yeah, that's me.
When's the last time you had a sloppy Joe?
When's the last time I had a sloppy Joe? A couple weeks ago.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Wow. Sloppy Joes are in Idaho, where Tony is.
Yeah. They're just coming into vogue, I think, in Idaho.
They suddenly invented them recently.
Look out for something called the Bell Beaver. It should be coming in about 6 years. Yeah, Idaho. Idaho, the calendar's like 1973.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, they got a lot of stuff that's going to be going. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to move to Idaho and then be like Nostradamus.
Yes.
I can predict who's going to win the 1980 Super Bowl. All these things that haven't happened yet in Idaho. I'll pick the winner of the Triple Crown. I'll tell tragedy with the space shuttle coming up in 87.
Princess Diana, you'll never
Princess
guess.
Princess Di. I don't want to give too much away, but she shouldn't get in the car. Everyone will be looking. I'll be the king of Idaho. What's next? Something called Bell Bottoms. And a little band called the Doobie Brothers is going to be coming your way. That'd be great, Drew. Tony?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Tony?
You're 21?
I am.
You'd be 46 if you lived in L.A.
Yeah, a guy here that lives in the apartment is from L.A.
Oh, I hope he's not spoiling. He's going to steal my thunder when I go to Idaho and start prognosticating.
What's up, Tony?
I am a missionary for my church, and I was wondering, I've been out for a couple of months, and I'll be on my mission for a total of 2 years.
Well, we got to add the score up here. Mission, church, 21, 2 years, Mormon church, right?
Mormon church.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I was wondering, for that entire 2 years, I'm going to be on a bike every single day for around 18 hours a day.
And you're Mormon?
To replace. Go ahead.
I was wondering if that was going to affect me.
The band was impressed that I said that while drinking a cup of coffee.
I know.
They were like,
Charlie McCarthy. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was wondering if that's going to affect me having kids.
No,
being
it's
on
not.
A bike for
no,
2 years.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
It's got a seat, right?
Yeah, but it's
okay.
But like that seat
you'll
is
be all right.
Up on my nuts the whole time.
Tony, yeah. Here's the deal. Everyone in your church
Tony's
goes
not going wait, on
wait,
a mission.
Hold on a second. But just real quickly, everyone in your church goes on a mission for 2 years. Have you noticed that there's a problem with your peers and your church
yeah.
community members?
That's too many Mormons.
Yeah, are they having trouble having kids? No. No,
they got to slow it down just a little bit.
Maybe that was the idea behind all this. But be that as it may, what you can do is you can injure the nerves down there. People that ride bikes a lot, sometimes the seats aren't configured
He's
properly.
He's not going anywhere.
I know, but
He's
I'm just for anybody else that might be listening.
Where are you going? Where you say you're going, Tony?
Right now, I'm in Idaho.
Where's right your mission?
Now. Where's my mission is in Idaho. I'm from Alabama.
Oh, you're doing your mission in Idaho.
Yeah.
What the hell? Can't they get Idahoans to do it there and Michiganians to do it there? Why does everyone got to swap out?
They want to kick you out of your comfort zone, I guess.
You got to ride your bike all the way to Idaho from Michigan?
Nah, I pay He's for myself
Alabama.
To fly out here.
Oh, okay.
He's from yeah, Alabama.
When we come out of the mission,
Alabama.
We have to pay for it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, good times. That's got to suck. Like some guy pulls you aside and is like, I got a mission for you. And it's like, what, the Koreans bringing uranium in it? No. You're going to Idaho on a bicycle. What?
With a white shirt and a small tie.
Put on. Here's this clip on and another clip so you don't get your pant leg caught in the chain. Now hit the
that
brake.
That always sucked.
So that really can't hurt you?
Well, I was going to finish saying you can't hit the pudendal nerve, which can affect the feeling in the genitalia and the erectile function, stuff like that. But that's pretty unusual.
I raced motocross for like 10 years. And
well, that's a little different than riding a bike.
My dad always told me that. After he fed me Spam, he would tell me that.
You could hurt yourself, riding motocross.
Well, what did he tell you?
True, you know, and my weenie won't work so good anymore.
Really?
Your weenie, huh?
My weenie.
But that's the way to motivate young males to do anything you don't want them to do.
Yeah, just talk about
to
their
stop.
Oh, he was
stop.
Trying to get you to quit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like stories of parents trying to get their kids to quit stuff. I mean, other than drugs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice. Drew, you ought to do that with your kids in a violin or piano or something, and they just keep going. Like you'd find them they'd find them practicing in the basement in the middle of the night with just a candle, you know, trying to defy you.
It's
called reverse psychology.
No, I would just tell them that if they don't do it, that it's going to shrink.
Oh, the penis stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you say to the girl? That's the real question, Natalie.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Well, basically,
She's from St. Louis, by the way, guys. So here's our first call of the night from St. Louis.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
We're from St. Louis, too.
Where from in St. Louis?
Central West End.
Oh, like the loop? Like the U-City loop?
Huh?
What? Like the loop? U-City?
No. Okay.
Central West End, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
By the loop.
Hold on a second. First off, let me. I didn't explain to you guys before the show. Never try to talk to any of the idiots who call this this show. It's the most unrewarding thing in the world. It really is. Nothing feels worse, does it? It always starts great. It's like, hey, she's from St. Louis, too. Hey, we're from St. Louis. Where are you from? Huh? No. The Loop. The Loop down in Central? No.
She's going to hang up.
Let me tell you what's more gratifying. Stand in the middle of the room, grab your socks, and see if you can lift yourself off the ground. It's much more rewarding experience
than
trying to talk to anyone who calls this show about anything.
All right, here she is, Natalie.
Hi.
Here's what I'm going to predict. When Adam actually becomes abusive to callers, it's usually because they were abuse survivors.
Yeah, I know, and then I feel bad.
And then he feels guilty.
But I bounce back to abuse again. Natalie?
Yeah.
She hung up.
Oh, no. Were you abused as a child?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Yeah. Good. Now I can start the abuse.
All right, so what's the question?
Okay, ever since I was like in my late teens till now, my mother, she was masturbating in front of me, and I have a little bit of problem with that.
Well, that's abuse. That's abusive. That's bad and bizarre.
I didn't know this. Okay.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute. I'd rather get spanked with a switch than watch my mom diddle herself.
Oh, my God.
How old were you?
Well, like I said, I was in my late teens, at least 18 or 19.
Is your mom on medication? Is she a drug addict?
No,
or
something? No, no.
How old is she?
Your mom.
Late 40s.
All right, so let's just do some quick math here. You're 22 now. You're saying... Is this bogus? Hold on a second.
No, our college could never come up with a bogus call like this.
Well, she's not bogus, caller, but she's having a little tracking problem.
She's having trouble
or something?
Tracking, yeah.
She having difficulty?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, yes.
Thumbs up?
Oh, yeah.
Natalie?
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of emotional condition that we should know about?
No.
Does your mom?
Not that I know of.
Do you work?
No, not really. I go to school.
You go to school?
Yeah.
Junior college?
Yes.
Shocking. All right. So the point is, and you're right. You're not. You got an IQ and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You're doing okay in school.
Okay, yeah, are you working? What do you go to school and like work with clay all day, or do you take regular classes?
No, I just take regular classes.
Okay. So now you're 16, 17, 18 years old. Your mom is masturbating in the same room you're in?
Oh, yeah.
You're saying that as though, what is that, oh, yeah? I mean, what?
Like it's normal?
You don't think that's bizarre to others?
Okay, basically, when I was trying to go to sleep at night, because sometimes I have a hard time going to sleep, and she would just start making all these moaning noises and blah, 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 et cetera.
Were you in the same room with her?
Yeah.
Was it, like, your bedroom? Like, she came in? Like, while you were trying to sleep?
No, they were all in the same room.
We have some difficulties at that time, so we had to share a room together.
Uh-huh. Well, your mom was asleep, though, right? Or she thought you were asleep.
She thought I was asleep.
Oh, all right.
It's a little different picture than you painted before.
Yeah.
I thought you were like wide awake and
walking through the kitchen or something.
Yeah. You and your friends were trying to play Stratego. Your mom was on the sofa. They're playing Spread. All right.
Stratego.
So she was blowing off a little steam. She thought you were asleep.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you're fine. Are you out of the house now, Natalie?
Not really. No.
That would be good. That'd be a good strategy.
Why don't you... You know what you need to do, Natalie?
What is that?
Forget about that junior college. You're just wasting your time.
No, she needs it.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, yeah,
she needs a job. She needs a job.
Yeah, but she has trouble functioning a
junior
job.
Junior college doesn't make you any smarter. You just find places to score weed, parties. You learn about trail mix in the granola bars, and you call your teachers by their first names. You just sit there and rot. It's purgatory. You're not learning anything over there. Only people who should be going to junior college are people like in nursing programs. If you're not in some specific program, if you're just there to round yourself out, screw it. Get a job.
Me and Ryan tried junior college.
See what happens?
Yeah.
In St. Louis?
Yeah, six times.
What's
the name of your junior college, Natalie?
Forest Park.
Fourth Park.
St. Louis Community College at Forest Park.
St. Louis Community Park, yeah.
All right. Drop out and get a job. Can you get a job?
That was a traumatic experience, not a good experience, but you need to start establishing a sense of yourself outside of that home. There's a lot of stuff, I'm sure, that went on in the home beyond that. That's just what you're obsessing about right now. It sounds like, Mom, when you were going through hard times, it may have been more than just hard times. It may have been really seriously disturbed times, too.
Yeah. And Shacking up with Mom's never good plan.
Into the same room, and who knows what the hard time actually was at the time. And just start establishing a life for yourself. That's what Adam's really suggesting, a job and a way to support yourself and get a life going.
Let me just say this very quickly about junior college. Look, who are you guys kidding? You were horrible students in high school. Horrible. Who are you kidding? Now it's high school, except for with no attendance, and your mom never gets called. Now you're worse. Except now you're doing nothing.
You got a bunch of people who are newcomers to the country that are learning the language and ready to compete.
I'm gonna let the Asians in. That's it. That's the only group that gets to go there. They want to better themselves. All the other whitey, you're out. You're out. Everyone needs to get a job except for the Asians, or if you're in some sort of nursing program.
Let's take a Germany or Florida before we go to break. Joe,
please. Who are they kidding over there? She's not doing it. She needs to get a job.
Joe, 24. There we go.
Hey, Drew.
Germany or Florida?
Okay. A thief dressed like a Hasidic Jew bungled an armed robbery Thursday morning when his handgun misfired and the shop owner took it away and used it to pistol whip him. The thief and at least one accomplice were able to flee the scene, but not before the pawn shop owner got in his licks, leaving the stunned gunman bloodied. Mm-hmm. The robbery attempt began around 9 a.m. when a man walked into the jewelry pawn shop shortly after 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The man, who was dressed in dark clothing, wore a thick beard and his hair fell in curls from under his dark hat, much like an Orthodox Jew would wear.
That's the Hasidic Jew. I was picturing a young, tall, blonde guy. A guy looked like Dolph Lundgren type. Yeah, that type.
You know,
flowing locks, like Thor. Picturing more Thor type.
If he dies.
Yeah.
All right, so Germany or Florida,
so you're saying
right?
Hasidic Jew beard and curly hair. Interesting.
He told the shop owner he was...
All right.
Well, he turns a story. It's just fabulous. just weaves a tale, spins yarn. It's fantastic.
We want Joe delivering our eulogy.
Oh, yes.
He was a great
man.
Evening
News.
He made people laugh. It was funny. Dr. Drew used medicine to try to help old people. Oftentimes, he failed. We'll miss him. Who wants to help with the dirt?
So, Germany or Florida? It's got to be Florida.
Triscuits and wheat thins in the lobby.
Adam discovered that all the bizarre, macabre things happening in life happen either Germany or Florida.
Right.
And so we call us calling and give us the stories. We decide
whether
Germany
or Florida. Because you got the Hasidic Jew thing, which
Florida.
Feels Florida. No, I mean, Germany's kind of fun. The guy beating up the Jew, you know, smacks of Germany. You didn't think of that? Oh, really? And the other one then you got the pawn shop thing.
Yeah, that's not Germany, is there?
Germans seem too proud to pawn.
They have antique shops. They have pawn shops.
Yeah, pawn shops are a real Florida thing.
Yeah.
My mom used to date a German.
Oh, really? He didn't own a pawn shop, did he?
No.
What do you think the last sloppy Joe he had was?
Probably like 10 years ago, I would imagine.
We got to talk
all right,
about
so
that.
So we're going to Florida, yeah?
Oh, we're going to Florida.
All right, Joe.
Everyone's going to Florida.
Joe?
Yeah.
Florida.
Do you want me to finish it? There's a...
No. We're fine.
I kind of like him. I kind of like him to finish it.
All right,
just do it!
Okay. All right, go.
Okay, police said the gun misfired during a confrontation. The owner used the malfunction to jump on the gunman. The two men fought and rolled out the shop's door. The pawn shop owner wrested the gun away from the man. Then he used it to beat the now gunless robber about the head, cutting his head badly.
Joe.
The suspected accomplice of the robber standing nearby jumped in a white car and sped off.
Now it's totally different. Now it's neither Germany or Florida.
Joe.
He thwarted the robbery, right?
Joe.
All right.
Are you aware you told us the story twice?
No.
All right. You told us the story twice.
No, we didn't get the part. We didn't get the pistol whip part.
We did.
We did?
The only thing left out was the driving away in the white car. That's the only thing
you
left out.
Joe, it's like a movie you could watch over and over again when Joe tells the story. Go ahead, Joe.
Germany or Florida?
Okay, you guys have a cool job.
Robert gets in his car. He speeds away. The owner goes back into the shop, pulls out a shotgun, fires, and hits his front tire.
Oh, that's a new piece.
Wow.
But that's very Florida.
Sweet.
When you say it's Florida.
We're back in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Miami.
There we go.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Joe, again, if something happens to Drew, we're going to need you for the eulogy, right?
Exactly. Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Hurry.
What position did you play in football?
Oh,
play
don't start that.
Whatever. Play linebacker.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Story of the year here tonight. We'll hear something off the new CD. Oh, Drew, we didn't do the animal thing.
Do that now.
Hurry.
For the first five callers, of which we've
slow
had,
it
like,
down.
Okay, first five callers tonight that are over 18, they will receive the all-new Animal, the Rob Schneider film, uncut special edition DVD, and featuring never-before-seen footage. It's in stores now, but we'll be giving out, how many tonight, five of them?
Five.
Five, the first five callers over 18, which we had a couple. So hang on the line if we put you on hold when the call ends, and we'll get on and get your address and send you a DVD.
All right, and we'll be right back after this.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Oh, you get on that.
Who is that?
Story of the year tonight. The Jet.
Jet.
Yeah, Jet was in here a few weeks back.
We just played with him a couple weeks ago.
Seemed like nice guys. Yeah.
Well,
I think they were. I think they were drunk.
Oh yeah.
Really drunk.
Oh yeah.
I think they were drunk when we played with them too.
Oh yeah.
They're Australian guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big booze.
Were they? Are they
continent?
Well-trained musicians.
We don't know. I don't know.
Because I expected them to be like students of music who are, you know, paying homage to the various bands from the past, and they go, "No, we can't read music. We just like we just play what sounds good to us."
Well, why did you expect them to be students of music?
It's such accurate. It's such accurate renditions of it's everything is such an homage to things I've heard when I was growing up.
Well,
it's so well done.
All right. True, big Jet fan. Yeah. You're making Story of the Year jealous. You can talk.
I'll talk about you guys when you're gone. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, when Jet comes in next, we can talk to them about Story of the Year. Dan Ryan and Josh are all here. Page Avenue is the name of the CD. We're going to hear a song from Page Avenue. We're going to take one call and then we'll do that. Right?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Janet, who's 16. Janet?
Yeah.
What's doing?
Hi. Well, hi. My question, actually, I had sex with this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't use a condom, but he didn't.
Oh, you there? Oh, Janet, come on.
Is that?
No, let's just let it be. Let's be quiet.
Shh, shh, shh. Why? What are you doing?
Not there. Well, just want to see how long we can let that air go.
That was beginning to be interesting.
Yeah, sounded like she was going to say enormous, I think.
Anyway, the guy, they had sex, no condom, and her question was, without him ejaculating, could she get pregnant? And the answer, of course, is yes. And that's why, if you're going to do this, you got to use a condom every time. And since she's had now an unprotected encounter, if it's been within 72 hours of that experience, she needs to think about the morning after pill, about emergency contraception, which will be available over the counter, I predict, within the year.
And what was I explaining to you the other night about your 72 hours and our callers?
3 days. You have 3 days. Yeah. They couldn't understand how many hours
no,
were a day.
No, I think a lot of our callers think there's 100 hours in a day.
Yes, you're right. Point well 24, taken.
24, it's a bizarre, odd number. Yeah. It's not even 25. Seems
well,
like
everyone knows 100 minutes in an hour, so of course they'd assume it's 100 hours in a day.
Oh, yeah. 24 sounds like a little less than a quarter of a day to most of our callers. That's all I'm saying. So 72 hours, I think three quarters of a day or maybe a little
three
less.
3 days. 3 days. Even up to five. If it's been more than 3 days and you think you shouldn't do it, you should. Up to five.
All right. But now we got to take one more call.
No.
No, that wasn't a call.
All right.
They got cut off.
I didn't want to punch the mic, so I just punched my coffee mug.
Right. All right. Yeah? Let's talk to John. John?
Hey, can you hear me?
You're 19, yeah. What's going on?
Okay, so basically I had a cerebral hemorrhage, a catastrophic cerebral hemorrhage.
Well, catastrophic means you died. You had a big one.
Oh, it was a big one. It took out roughly a third of my thalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I'm fine now.
From an aneurysm or?
It was just random chance.
Oh my God! What is
that's an aneurysm, isn't it?
Well, aneurysms usually in his age group. In people 60, 70, it would be a hypertensive bleed. Hypertension weakens the vessels and the bleeding right into the tissue of the brain.
Yeah.
In a 19-year-old, it's usually an aneurysm, but he's saying it's neither. It's
just I'm not sure what an aneurysm is. It was just a weak blood vessel. So it's a
That's an aneurysm, basically.
Remember I said aneurysm 10 minutes ago, fellas? Yeah. I just got straight and drew out, even on the medical side.
No, I'd said aneurysm, too.
Hey, you're arguing with me.
I'm sorry. I don't know my medical terminology.
What happened
to you? Listen, you shouldn't be, you know, Marcus Welby, but if a vein explodes in your head, you should know what happened, shouldn't you?
But,
oh, wait a minute, Drew, unless it took out that part.
That's
that
what I want to get at
about
with
that
him.
Part.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. Right,
what has changed with you since your thalamus got injured?
Basically, almost a full recovery.
What do you notice different?
It's
always fascinating.
Paresis.
So you have weakness on one side of your body.
The flexor muscles are stronger than the extensors.
How about your mood or your personality and things like that?
I'm pretty optimistic.
But is anything changed? Do people think say, "Hey, you're different since that happened"? Or
no. No, it was a. I know this is going to sound weird, but it was a good experience in that.
as blood vessels exploding in your head goes.
Yeah.
As they go, I had almost like 90% recovery.
Okay.
Well, here's how you know. Like if you know, there's been some negative damage if like Sunny Delight tastes good.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Sunny Delight.
Start out and start enjoying daytime dramas.
What if Sunny Delight's good normally?
That's bad. That's
bad.
That's trouble.
That's bad.
Anyway, my question was.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, John.
No problem. I don't know if Viagra is okay to take now. I'm not impotent or anything, but I hear it enhances sexual performance.
How long ago was your bleed?
It was 6 years ago.
You were 13. Weird. Were you on any medication? Are you on medicine now? Seizure medicines
no,
or anything?
They did a procedure called a gamma knife. They use gamma radiation basically to kill the weak blood vessel. It took a year and a half, but later when they did the CAT scan on me, they found...
Oh, you had an AVM.
Yeah, an AVM, that's it. AVM.
Yes, okay. That's not a spontaneous thing. That's just something you were born with.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I want to know if I can take Viagra like a normal person now, or...
No. Absolutely out of the question.
Okay.
Even though the AVM is fixed...
Well, also, you don't need it.
You shouldn't either. You're a young person, healthy
around?
Person.
I mean, you shook the Grim Reaper once. Now you're 19. You can't get a boner.
No, it's not that. It's just
that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're fine, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm fine.
What's the problem? I don't know.
He had an arteriovenous malformation, which is a blood lake left in the brain that can all of a sudden rupture. Usually they're actually taken out or hit with Gamma Knife. And they're very serious. And he wants to take Viagra for recreational purposes.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would he? Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if he can get wood, why does he?
At 19, you can't stop your boner. I mean, your boner's coming up at church. It's coming up in class. It's in front of your grandparents. You're getting a boner. John.
Yeah.
Do you get normal boners?
Yeah, but...
Okay, then. But what?
But I just wanted to try. I just want to know, probably not going to do it, but is it...
Don't do it.
Why risk it?
It's unsafe. Your head will explode.
I'm not sure anyone knows for certain whether it's safe or not, but I bet you most doctors would recommend that you should not do that.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Now we can hear a song, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, true.
I need a break.
The story of the year is here. Name of the CD is Page Avenue. And the first song we're going to hear is Until the Day I Die.
Woo!
like friends do. My hands are at your throat and I think I hate you. We made the same mistake.
Everybody, Dan, Ryan, and Josh all in the studio tonight. We'll do a little swap out, meet the rest of the band. Page Avenue, name of the CD, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, speak to Zinc. Guy's named after an element.
I think it's a woman, huh?
Zinc.
Hi.
Oh, is your name really Zinc?
Yeah, it's my last name. I go by it because my first name, I went to middle school where my first name was quite popular. And I've never liked my first
Jennifer.
Name.
Jennifer Zinc.
No,
she's too young for Jennifer. It had to be
Seattle,
like a Brittany
Seattle.
Or
Seattle.
Something
Christine.
Like that.
Christine Zinc.
Christine, that's a popular one now?
Northwest.
I'm named after my father's ex-girlfriend.
Sweet. All right. So you're angry. Oh, man.
It's like a Family Guy episode.
All right. You know, Dad's got another version of that story.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll speak to Zinc and talk to her about what's her problem, Drew? How to tell folks she's buying dating. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
16,
oh.
She's got to tell
payback
them. Payback,
time.
Yeah.
Payback time.
Yeah.
Name me after a girlfriend, huh? I'll be going down on her in a couple years, Pop. Let's see how happy you are. Payback for Pops after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Story of the Year in studio tonight. Page Avenue, name of the CD. Here's something else off of that. Also, just handle a little business here. For animal. Rob Schneider was in here talking about this just the other night. First five callers to get on the air. Well, we got five callers on the
probably.
Air. Over 18. You get that uncut animal DVD special. Stars Rob Schneider and features never seen before footage.
And Colleen from Survivor.
That's right.
Remember that?
I watched Survivor tonight. It's in stores now, the animal. All right. Where is we, Drew? Back to
Christine
the phone.
Zinc.
Yeah.
Zinc.
Well, Zinc, right, Zinc. She's mad at her dad. Zinc?
Hi. Yep.
All right, you're 16.
Mm-hmm. Why are you mad at your dad?
I'm not really mad at my dad. I actually have a decent relationship with him. Well, I should, because I live with his mother and her new husband.
You live with...
My grandparents.
Your grandparents.
His mother and her new husband, okay? We're
right.
Diagramming this. And
why don't you live with either one of your parents?
Right.
Well, my mom... And my dad and my mother never got married. They had me. They got together and they had me. Actually, my mother knew my aunt before she met my father anyway. But
Your mother knew your aunt. You mean his sister?
Yes.
Before she, okay, right. So they were friends. And right. And what about the old girlfriend? How does she figure into this?
Oh, no. He's still going out with her.
Wouldn't that make her his current girlfriend?
Yes, his current girlfriend.
And what? And he just likes the name?
Here's
all right.
Okay.
Who cares?
My mom.
I don't care. I don't care. Nobody cares.
I want to declare that I'm bi now too.
Yeah,
I'm angry.
All right. So, your parents are horrible. They're bad people, and you're angry at your dad.
No, I'm not angry at my father.
All right.
I just don't. It's more like I have never really had a great father figure in my life. My mom.
He's a delight.
Wouldn't that make you angry with him?
No, not angry.
For not being a...
No, it's not that I'm angry with him.
Where's my bourbon?
Right.
It's not that I'm angry with him. It's more like I don't want to disappoint him.
Okay. Well, why are you going to tell him you're bisexual then?
Well, see, I've already told Nana, my grandmother.
Why are you going to tell him if you don't want to disappoint him?
No,
it's important to you not to disappoint him. Why are you going to tell him?
Well, I have to tell Nana because I live with her. And my mom knows because she just asked me straight out one day. And she's a hippie, smokes pot, all that other stuff.
Sure. She's great.
Yeah, and they made another piece.
Oh, all right. You're not angry. The important thing is all of this, all these horrible events have happened, and they've been like water off a duck's tail.
Haven't bothered you a bit?
Not at all.
They haven't.
Once again, by the way, I don't know a 16-year-old on earth who lives with an adult who has to announce that adult because they live with them what their sexual orientation is.
Especially if that adult's name is Nana.
Yeah, that's the last person on the list they're going to tell.
No.
So because she lives with you means nothing to do with why you told her. You told her because you're...
Listen, go tell your dad, and hopefully he'll punch a hole in the wall and break his hand.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about his girlfriend. His girlfriend is kind of a psycho bitch.
All right.
So she's the one you really want to crush.
She's the one that I don't want to tell because she will mercilessly make fun of me.
All right, look, Zinc, listen to me. Here's what you got to do. Wow. I hated my parents growing up, too. You have to become, but you didn't see me blowing guys.
you didn't see it. You did it, but no one saw it. Yeah.
Obviously, it was done. I'm just saying, I didn't have an audience.
Yeah, right.
No, we never filmed it. Rarely filmed it. The point is this. Here's the point. I became successful and then abused them verbally later on as an adult. That's what I'm going to need you to do. Do you understand? Your job is not to act out and sort of pay them back through paying yourself back and then announcing to everybody.
School.
Yeah, because look, you're going to get a bunch of bad tats and a bunch of aggressive piercings. You're going to do everything that's going to piss them off. But it's sort of like
you're taking
a bat to your taking a baseball bat to your car so you can piss off your wife who loves the car. You know, well, it's your car too.
Right,
you're screwing it up.
That's right.
Don't take a bat to yourself. I'm telling you, revenge is, here's the only kind of good revenge you have, is
being successful.
You being successful as an adult, them wanting to hang out, wanting some of your success, whatever, you tell them, no thanks, hit the road, you're not my real dad. That's what you do. That's what I do.
Who's your real dad?
My dad's real name?
No, your real dad.
My real dad? Copper.
Your real dad is Copper?
Yeah, it's another element.
Copper.
All right. They're not going to do anything with her. She's angry. And she should be.
Yeah, she should be.
Yeah, she should
but
be.
But unfortunately, she's not. She doesn't acknowledge that she's angry. She's just in the behaviors of expressing anger that circumvent the anger.
And listen, and look, I was just thinking about this today. You screw with your daughter, that's it. They just torture you. It's payback time for the rest of your life. Listen to me, dads. Screw with your son all you want. He doesn't do anything. He just gets older and screws with other people. He leaves you alone.
Forms a band.
Right.
Yeah. Plays a little football, maybe joins the military. But you screw with your daughter, and that's it. It's a lifetime of payback. All right. Where are we going?
Taking a break? Yeah, I think so.
All right. We are?
Yeah.
All right, let's tease. Oh, we got a question for the band.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How'd you guys start? What was the hardest part of beginning? Of beginning. All right. Going back to the beginning. And then who else we got to talk to?
Five.
Real fast.
Five.
Line five. Talk to Ann, who will screw around. Wait, we'll screw anyone who shows interest. Ooh. All right. Well, maybe we'll take that one first.
Figure you will.
All right. Story of the year here tonight. We'll be right back after this. We're back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Store of the year here tonight. We've added Phil and Adam from the band, and Ryan is remain because he's the anchor of the group, and because he had a question.
Howdy.
Should we start with that?
Sure.
What about that?
Come on, man.
Okay, here's my question. You know, you can't open up like a Maxim or like a Playboy or anything without seeing those little ads about the penis. The penis growth pills?
Right.
Do those work?
No.
They don't at all?
No.
What do they do?
Sorry.
What? Yeah, what about the pump?
The pump?
Pumps do a little something.
It does a little something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked to a guy about it. There's weights and there's pumps.
Okay, so it's like the pump, something you just do like once?
Dr. Alter is coming in next week. Yeah, you know,
like
you
have to dedicate. It's like a regular workout?
No, it's more like a profession.
Yeah, it becomes a way of life.
Yeah.
But it does have long-term effects? Or no?
Yes.
Medium-term effects,
exactly. Kind of go back to your genetic load.
I mean, here's the whole thing. if you take it and you do it enough, I mean, is it sort of like lifting weights in that you know, when you stop, you sort of end up going back, but you don't have a whole ton of results. Even when you're doing it, you just don't get fat for the most part. I mean, here's the whole thing. I did a whole thing. We did this on the Man Show. We talked to all these idiots, and you end up spending. It's a good excuse for you to spend, you know, 2 hours a day with your penis. It's really what it is, because these guys treat it as some sort of medical procedure when really they're just jerking off for two, three hours a day. It's not going to hurt, but it damages your mind a little
bit.
Your soul.
So this is why they develop yoga.
That's right.
So there's your guys' hands off yourself.
So if you're small, you just got to deal with it. Yeah. Make the best of it.
There's no pills don't work.
Pills don't work.
So how can they do that?
They can do anything.
Well, what's in the pills? Is it just a placebo?
They say it's a food. It's a additive or a supplement, and then they are controlled by the FDA. They can say anything they name well, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a lot of that.
A ton of that.
But we talk about it all the time. But, you know, secondhand smoke kills 56.
No, but vitamins particularly can say anything they want. They're food additives, and
we should start a business.
Yeah, you should.
Seems
to be doing well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. My girlfriend, the old bird. She has some decent.
Is she listening?
What?
The old bird.
I love you. She's listening.
All right. That's cool,
anyway, she has a healthy rack. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But she wants implants. You know, just so they're a little perkier. I want to know, what are the dangers of that? Like, is it, like, really, like, dangerous? Or is it something that's, like, done so much today that's not really a big deal?
80% of people die.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you always hear all kinds of weird stories.
There's, you know, remote possibility of death, a complication of anesthesia. There's infection and bleeding. There's usually the case that it's not a single procedure. You're sort of dedicating yourself to a series of procedures. They scar, they move, things happen, they encapsulate.
Well, are you saying, like, every 8 years you got to re-up
things that have to be done to them. It's very, very common for them to be redone.
I like the part where you have to rub cocoa butter into them. That's my procedure. I mean, that's where I want to help. You know what I'm saying?
Again, another profession for you.
What's very common, like 50-50?
You know, I don't know the number. I'd be speaking out of turn if I did, but my experience has been like it's on that order.
What do you mean? Man. What you mean that more the procedures?
Yeah, the more stuff needs to be done, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you sort of think about it, it's not a forever proposition. I mean, if you get a boob job at, you know, 26, you need some adjustment at 40
or
all right.
Pamela Lee, she had to have her out and back in and out.
But on the other hand, it seems to work out okay for most people to do it, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a little backlash against the fake boobs these days.
Yes,
so.
Very definitely.
Yeah. All right. Do you want her to do it?
You know, there's nothing wrong with some fake boobs. They look good.
All right.
I mean, her boobs are already good. They're good.
So it's good either way?
I'm good either way.
That's a cop out. Come on, which one? You gotta decide.
I'd rather it didn't, because it's kind of.
Okay. Fine.
Doesn't seem natural.
Well, tell her that. She should be into that.
Doesn't seem natural. It's not natural.
It just seems dangerous.
Make her deal that you're not going to enlarge your penis if she doesn't enlarge her boobs.
Okay.
And save your money.
That's right. Dan?
Yeah, and hey, I got to tell you, if you look at those penis magazines, whatever, they are done in Photoshop to make the penis look bigger. They aren't actually that size.
Well, no. It's the same guy's got a boner. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing, because it's like one guy here's what he looks like, and now he uses this stuff. Yeah, he's got a boner now.
Yeah, but if you got a boner with 7 inches, I can make it to where it's like 14 inches, or to where it's going down across the street.
Dan, what's your question, buddy?
Such a genius. Such a genius. So you mean you could take a picture of a penis and take a picture of a battleship and make the penis look bigger than the battleship?
Yes.
But if we saw that ad, we wouldn't think it was 3 football fields long.
Of course we would. Dan would see to it.
We'd think your penis was a floating city.
Yes.
All right.
And with all the people pointing up the side of the battleship.
Bigger than them, too. All right, Dan. Interesting.
I'm creating a band while I'm thinking about it. And I was wondering, how many days of the week do you have to take out time to practice? And
all of them.
All of them? Okay. Because I'm playing the saxophone right now and the piano, and I was just wondering how hard is it to make an album and, you know, just all that.
Do you want to do anything else with your life?
Well, I don't need to work or anything, but...
I mean, do you have any other goals besides being in a band?
Oh, yeah, I'm going into animation. I'm going to college right now.
That's how he makes the penises look bigger.
That's right.
You should take your pick. I don't know many doctors that had backup plans, and I don't know many lawyers that had backup plans. So if you're going to do what you're going
to
do,
yeah, well, I'm going to go to college for a hobby.
Do you have your saxophone handy?
No, I don't.
All right. What about a piano?
No, I don't. I'm not from this area. I'm visiting a friend.
Okay.
I'm from Muskingum, Ohio, and I'm in Richmond, California.
Okay. All right. So your question is sort of one that's hard to answer, which is how many days a week or should you practice?
Look, if what you need to do.
If you want to be a musician, just play all the time because you love it, and hopefully things will work out for you.
Depends on how bad you want it.
Good call, Adam.
We've had this every time a band, actor, whoever comes in here, it's always the same question. Like, what are the odds? What do I got to do so I can get on TV? It's like, or get a record deal or whatever it is. Here's the answer. There's no answer.
Yeah.
If you're really, really good and you do it all the time, hopefully, because the universe is sort of indifferent, it's not really just per se, it just doesn't care.
Right.
It's just like a lazy parent. That's really what the universe is. It wants to watch TV while you go do whatever you want to do. So if you work really hard and you have talent, hopefully something will work out. No guarantees.
Right.
You trying to sort of quantify it and get it on a timetable before it happens is ridiculous. And I don't even... It's a horrible impulse, by the way. Actually, these are the people that aren't going to be successful. You should be playing your instrument because you love to play your instrument, whether you get paid or not.
I think our callers that call and ask those sorts of questions are expecting some sort of anointing, right? It's like, they've told me what the magic is, and now I'll be able to figure this out.
Yeah. Whatever. You want to be a comedian, you want to be an actor, you want to be a musician, just start doing it and do it for free. And do it as much as you possibly can, and something good will happen.
Yeah, the doing it for free part is a common thread amongst people that are successful in some sort of creative endeavor. But they did it for a long time for free just because they like doing it.
But everything is about free. I mean,
when you're in school, when I was training and stuff.
Yeah, it's not even free. You're paying.
Yeah,
I mean, look, all my loser friends from North Hollywood,
good point.
The reason they're losers now is because they wouldn't do anything for free. I mean, you say to them, look, you're 18, you're out of high school, you can either get a job where someone pays you, albeit a nominal fee, $7-$8 an hour, or you can go sit somewhere for free, or you got to buy the books, and you got to, and that's like, hey, that's for suckers, I'm going to go get paid, that's what happens.
In there is the ability to delay gratification.
That's what it is. That's all it is.
It's not all that, because if you're doing what you love in the meantime anyway, you are being sort of gratified.
Yeah, except for... You may love radio, but you don't love getting coffee and not getting paid for some a-hole DJ.
Yeah.
So it's not you don't get to do what you love.
Right, right, right.
That's the whole thing, everybody. You got to do what sucks for a while, and the people, as soon as you get it over with.
Paying your dues.
Yeah, just do it early, and then you can do it. Right? Yeah. All right.
Or you can just keep doing it like Adam did and eventually get a break.
But listen, keep in mind, if you suck, you suck. You're not going to get anywhere as a musician, as a comedian.
The American Idol sort of experience taught me that people cannot, they have no self-assessment skills. How do you get people to address reality, to know when they suck?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why.
Simon.
Yes, Simon's going to do it for everybody.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, everybody, and because I'm tired of this this sort of showbiz, it's actually, these feelings are echoed within this very studio, Drew. I mean, remember producer Lauren? We'll talk about that with her.
Yeah,
here's the point. Luck ain't got nothing to do with it. It's talent and it's hard work. 99.9% of the time. And this whole sort of showbiz, and they do the same with bands.
That's why I was thinking, if somebody sucks or they find out they suck, could they not go back to the drawing board and really retrain and reapply themselves?
No, but that whole it's who you know and you lucked out and it's all just screw that.
I don't know if I agree with you completely on the luck thing. Because it's like you kind of do have to get lucky. I know a lot of bands that are way more talented than we are. But they didn't work hard enough to get to the point where you could get lucky. You know what I mean? It's hard work to a point, but the hardest working, most talented band won't always get signed. You have to have a little bit of luck in there, you know?
Well,
we did.
Well, here's the thing about luck. There's different words for luck. But what I'm saying is you can't affect luck. You can't adjust it. You can't factor it in. So pretend it doesn't exist. Work hard. and go about your business.
And look for opportunity and seize opportunity when it emerges.
And anytime there is something called luck, if you scratch beneath the surface just a little bit, you'll find that it was somebody's idea to go out that night and play or put that flyer up or return that guy's phone call, whatever we chalk up as
so
serendipity
there's a function
and luck,
of hard work, ultimately.
You'll see that there's something behind that normally. Yeah, you may have been discovered, but you had to have be playing somewhere before the record guy saw you.
Hard work makes the opportunity for quote
that's luck. Exactly.
And plus, if you're in a band, it has a lot to do with being with the right people, you know? Because if you're the only one in the band that cares, you're just screwed.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, there are bands that should be, you know, have record contracts that don't, and bands that have them that shouldn't. That's always going to be that way with everybody, and any there should be actors that shouldn't be working and ones that should. That's the bottom five and the top 5%, and all of us just land somewhere in between, and let's just pretend they don't exist and move forward. Thank you. Ann?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
My question is that I'll, like, pretty much have sex with anybody who's willing to have sex with me.
Right. Do you seek that out, or does that happen to you once in a while?
Well, when I'm drunk, I, like, kind of seek it out, and I get really aggressive.
See? Okay. No, that guy would be... Okay. There would be luck there, though. That guy would be getting lucky. Yeah. See what I'm saying? That would be luck.
If he created his own opportunity to
that's
get
right.
in the
he's
position
gotta
to
be
lucky.
He has to be out there looking. He's got to buy the wine coolers. Yeah. He's got to get you to drink them. He's got to have a van. I mean, there are things he has to do. I agree.
Are you overweight?
Am I?
Yeah.
Well... I don't know. Last time I called Adam said I was fat, but...
Oh, please.
That's not even sensitive at all.
Let's do the radio math. Tell us your size.
Okay, no radio math, because I just got weighed not too long ago. I am 172, and I'm
you're
5'10".
You're fat. Drew, please.
And you're how tall?
5'10".
5'10".
5'10".
And last time I said I was 170, but I am 172 on the dot.
All right. And there's a lot of women there, but in Minnesota, you're a pixie. They're big over there. No, you gotta be. It's the polar region over there. I mean, you don't see any skinny polar bears. You know what I mean? I mean, you gotta protect yourself from the elements over there. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so what's wrong? Are you having a little self-esteem issue?
Yeah, I guess, like, I feel like if somebody wants to have sex with me, I need to, like, reward them with having sex with me because they're, like, so nice to want to have sex with me.
Why? Every guy wants to have sex with everyone.
But therein is, by the way, the irony of the esteem issue in men and women. The high esteem male has lots of sex, and the low esteem female has lots of sex.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's bad for me. I thought, oh, yeah, and then I went, Anne.
Yeah.
How about just rewarding them with a hand job and compromise?
Or a relationship.
People I don't have sex with, that's what I do to them. But
oh, that's nice.
What about just a relationship with any of these guys that seem interested in you? Is that a possibility?
Well, then, like, the people who want to talk to me after I have sex with them, I'm totally, like, turned off and I'm, like, get away with from me.
Okay.
The people that don't want to talk to me, that's, like, who I go after.
So what happened to you?
I don't know. Nothing, really. I don't... Like, just, like, driving home the other day, I thought of this, like, instance where I screwed around with somebody when I was 5 that I had never really, like, remembered before, but...
Well, there you go.
How old was the guy?
Was, like, 8 or 9.
But the child-on-child sexual abuse is a fairly common form of sexual abuse. That child, the 8-year-old, had been abused by an adult.
Maybe.
And that's what causes them to act out like that.
Not necessarily.
And probably you being a... There's something made you a desirable victim, too. You must have lived in a lot of chaos at home or something like that.
Well, my parents got divorced around that time, but...
Right, there you go.
But yeah, I have, still, like, depression and BPD, but...
Yeah.
What's
BPD?
She slipped that by. Borderline personality disorder.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to it.
You ever had a serious relationship?
No.
How about one with Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I'm religious.
Okay, good.
Obviously not too religious.
Yeah, stop blowing everyone in town.
Yeah.
How many dudes are we talking here, total?
I don't really know.
Over 30?
You don't really know because you don't want to know or because you're drunk too many times or...
Well, a little
bit.
All right.
Okay, but you've been in and out of hospitals, right?
Yeah.
Psychiatric hospitals. And you've tried to kill yourself before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's part of borderline personality disorder. That, that's what you tell me when you say you have BPD. And you're, are you bipolar also?
I don't think I am, but I'm on two mood stabilizers.
Okay, so somebody thinks you are also bipolar.
But they've
never
told me though, that. They just tell me I have severe mood swings.
All right, so with it's, you have some sort of bipolar quality, which can be part of borderline personality disorder.
No, but, what you need to do.
But you need to calm down, because this is all the internal, an expression of the internal chaos you're feeling emotionally, and it's not healthy for you. It makes you feel worse. It further deteriorates your esteem. It adds to the chaos and acting out. With a borderline, you need to learn how to contain, right? Let people around you help you contain. Form real relationships with people who actually care about you. Trust their availability and go to them when you feel those low self-esteem impulses, and don't go out and screw guys.
All right. What is...
Because, by the way, what she does, then she starts feeling really bad about herself. She gets attached to some guy and you're not available. That's when she tries to kill herself. She didn't put that part of the story in, but I guarantee you that's what it was. Remember, she said there are guys that aren't available that she has to be with?
Yeah.
Magically. Just check it out. And the heels that come on, I want to know. Anne?
Yeah?
On the heels of these relationships where these guys who were actually unavailable to you, is that when the suicidality has come out, the suicides?
Actually, no.
Drew. Batting 1,000% as usual. Do you ever get tired of being wrong? Never bothers you?
I didn't hear what the actuality was. I'm sure it's going to end up being something similar to what I was saying.
You want to be wrong 2,000%?
Let's just go on.
All right. Let's, we got to cut our losses, but you're crashing and burning here. It's humiliating for the band. We got people here tonight.
I think he's doing all right.
This is very bad. It's humiliating. You may be stripped of your Hippocratic Oath or something.
Epaulets.
What do you got? Yeah, epaulets. They sit and then slap right the white glove. Here, okay. What can somebody do, Drew? I know I'm Pollyanna-ish with my knock it off and start listening to classical music and start taking long walks and, just stop. I mean, I know you can't tell a drug addict just to stop. You're hooked on heroin,
Or you can't tell an obese person just to stop eating. You can't tell a borderline just to stop acting out.
No,
their brain doesn't work that way.
She needs medication. There's no doubt about it. But is there a part in human beings, and it depends how far gone you are, where you realize what you're doing wrong, you realize that these guys are hurting your self-esteem and affecting you in negative ways, can you just start changing your life? I mean, can you start saying,
yes,
I'm getting out of bed, I'm going to set the alarm for 7 a.m. and I'm getting out of bed tomorrow morning?
Yes, but you will not make that change by just simply deciding the change is coming. You have to start having relationships with other people that are more healthy.
So you're saying you can make many
healthier choices.
So you're saying you can grow out of certain disorders like that?
Anne is a pretty serious situation, and people mostly would say
Anne may not be a great example of willpower.
But in these kinds of situations, yes, people can grow out of them, and they grow out of them through growth in relationships, real relationships. That's how they do it.
All right. I'm just telling you personally, I sort of beat my bad habits out of myself. Sometimes
literally,
two or three times a day.
Literally, yeah, I understand. That's how you did it.
I couldn't do anything, and I just started sort of beating it out of myself. I just get up early.
Remember,
you had many stuff.
But you don't realize what you can't factor in, because it's hard to assess the subtle changes of the years and years and years of therapy you've had.
Yeah,
and that's what it gave you the capacity to institute those changes.
Yeah, but I decided to go to therapy.
Absolutely. You can always decide to get treatment, and treatment works, and then magically you'll start attracting better people, having better relationships.
The treatment just helps you facilitate the change, and
no,
that's what you're saying.
It gives you the brain mechanisms to actually allow the change.
Listen, don't be wrong. You'll be wrong again in front of... Yeah, you're going to bring that magical data in. You never have any data whenever I'm right. So, I'll bring this in,
little girls. Fight over here.
I know. He's always wrong. That's the problem. Erica?
Ooh, that stopped him. I like that.
Sorry.
That's good. I'll bring that up in tomorrow night.
Children.
Why don't you bring that magical data in?
No, it's not data. It's
Mama? Why don't you bring your mom in here to defend you? Leave your dad out of this. Erica?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
I was wondering, I'm on the birth control pill, and I was wondering if you can get pregnant on the sugar pills when you're not on your period, like when you first start taking them.
When you first start taking them.
Yeah, I'm on a Sunday program. And so,
You mean at the end of your first packet? No, you're fine.
Okay. And I also have a question.
Many people advise you to use a condom all the way through that first pack. And you're okay when you start the second one. I mean, after that, from ever on, you're fine without any point in the cycle.
No, I've been on it for 5 months.
You're fine. Relax. Okay. I mean, think about it. They would have told you, hey, during the sugar pills, wear a condom.
Aren't you supposed to be on your period during the sugar pills?
It depends if it's triphasic or not.
Isn't the sugar pill only to keep the...
To keep you making sure. That's right. You're taking it the same day. And these days now, they're eliminating the sugar pill and having you take these things continuously so you never have your period.
Weird.
Doesn't that cause problems down there with like odor and stuff?
Mm-mm. Odor? Of what? What would smell?
I don't know. Stuff's got to come out.
No. Stuff doesn't... Because the pill prevents it from growing.
What wouldn't smell? Come on, Drew. Brian, plenty of stuff to smell down there. A lot of parts.
The vagina.
A lot of moving parts. Let me ask you guys this. I don't know when the last time you guys opened a dress shirt was, but can we do away with the several thousand pins that you got to use? I know I'm changing
gears. How about the layers and layers of cardboard?
What's going on with these things?
Yeah.
If you're buying them from JCPenney, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but they're pins. Like there's 4,000 pins.
There's 4,000 or 5,000 pins.
Yeah, and they're into the cardboard. So to pull them out, you need a plier.
And there's always the one you miss.
Yeah,
and then
stabs you all day.
I had a huge, pyramid of pins on top of my dressers. I was pulling these things apart, and then of course at night threw my keys down or something. They're all over the floor now. I'm gonna get tetanus and die.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if anyone manufactures dress shirts, the pins, you know. We got to work something out. We got to work it out.
Some companies have clips.
I fold it up and clip it or something. Put it in something. It's a mess anyway when you open it up. It's all wrinkled and stuff. I don't know how many holes you can put in your shirt before it goes south, but or put a pin count on the front thing so we can account for all of them.
Right.
You know, it's like 28 pins in this shirt.
Yeah.
I've only got 26. There's two missing. I got to find them before they end up my ass. All right. That's all I want. I want to reconfigure the packaging of dress shirts. It's one of my many missions.
Yeah, one of your missions.
When I'm in charge.
That'll be number one. Number 27.
Happen. That's right.
Yeah.
Story of the year here tonight. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear something from the band, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Story of the year here tonight.
Yo.
We're going to hear something off of Page Avenue, the CD, in just one call. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak to Andy, who's a virgin.
Whatever you pick.
I like Virgin Andy. He's 20. Andy?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love your guys' show. You guys are the best. I listen to you guys every night. You're great.
Thanks, buddy.
Just had to
Maybe if you do a little less listening to the show and a little more cruising, you could get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds very optimistic.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So, what's up? You're virgin?
Yeah. I've had girls that wanted to, do it with me and stuff, but I just never, I've always been like a real heartfelt guy, I never wanted to do anything unless I felt it. And it seems like every girl I go out with or am interested in always has a boyfriend or, or there's some other, problem. I mean, I went out with a girl tonight, actually, and she didn't tell me she had a boyfriend until halfway into the date.
Yeah. All right. Might you be gay? Is there any gayness in your anus?
I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not a homo.
Hold on a second. I've thought about it. You thought about it, Adam, didn't you? And just decided, that's not for me.
Being gay?
Yeah.
No, I mean, the reality, we haven't talked about this in a while, but, for instance, and I'm not being homophobic here, but, for instance, gay porno to straight guys is revolting.
Well,
not from a judgment standpoint. I love the gays. I wish you were gay.
I know, you've always wished you were gay. No, he does.
Bad. Please, God, let me be gay.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
What a life I would have if I was gay. True, you and I?
Oh.
I've told you. First thing, hello, carpool to the radio show. That's number one.
Number two
is us carpooling.
We have sort of all of life needs covered.
We're done. I'm
medical,
a carpenter.
The building.
You're a doctor.
It's
perfect. Oh, my God. What a great life we'd have. It's like you're heading, I need some Quaaludes. You need a shelf hung. All right.
Perfect.
But the point, we're not gay. Unfortunately, we're not.
It's really sad.
It's really okay, the point is this. If you're sort of thinking about it or
there is no thinking
about it.
The straight guy does not
cross his mind. Yeah.
So that's and then he's kind of never always finds unavailable woman magically. can't seal the deal, isn't motivated to seal the deal. One of the things I think about is whether or not there's something biologically wrong with him, too.
Because
guys with pituitary tumors and things sometimes get like this also.
Yeah, maybe there's a little testosterone production problem. Have you ever been checked out?
Not for that. I mean, I know I'm attracted to women. I mean, when I masturbate, it's always to women.
That's good. All right, that's a step in the right direction.
So, but I mean, it's been harder and harder to do that lately.
That's, why?
I don't know. I mean, a girl watched me, you know, do it once, and she said I did it like really, really hard. And, I mean, I don't know.
Hold on a second. We got to reconvene now.
Ooh.
Andy, that's interesting.
Andy's now. Let me tell you the through line.
He's spinning
for the guys who can't get laid. It's always a little creepy vibe going on. Like chicks listening are like, ugh. They're like their skin. You know, dogs make their skin move.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't see that too.
Yeah. Horses.
Yeah, horses. Their skin moves like a horse. Like what? I wish I could do that. Fly lands on me. I'm not moving my hands. It's gonna make my nose go like Bewitched. Yeah, I gotta learn to move my skin that way. I could masturbate with no hands. I have two remotes. No, remote and a magazine. No, paper. All right, I'll work it out.
Hoagie and a remote.
I could eat and beat. That'd be great. Like, I'm eating, I'm working a remote, and I'm just manipulating the skin on my penis like a horse. Oh, that would be awesome. Because that's the only problem with beating off, you can't eat.
I face that problem daily.
Yeah. I mean, I think most guys do.
I get hungry, you know, right in the middle of it all the time.
Yeah, it's like what do you do? Maybe we should invent something.
What are you talking about? That's never happened to me.
But like that shampoo Pert, you know, it's conditioner and a shampoo because, you know, you don't have to. You've seen the commercial. You know what it's like trying to carry a shampoo bottle and a conditioner bottle from this. Like, whoa.
Too much.
I like that guy's walking the shower. Oh, crap. Oh, no. Then I put both. This is where we combine the food with the... All right.
Whatever.
Okay, here's the point. The point is what's Andy doing?
Oh, yeah, Andy's creeping. That's the deal.
No, Andy's creeping. Andy's creepy.
He may be creeping people out. There's sort of two choices. He's either kind of creeping people out, and so he doesn't have opportunity, or he has like a prolactin-secreting tumor and just doesn't have a drive.
Andy?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I go to community college right now, and I'm
right now.
Uh-oh.
And I'm a temp worker.
What do you think of my idea of porn you can eat?
What?
Okay.
He doesn't like porn.
Okay.
So you know, drive.
How often do you masturbate?
Like once, maybe twice a day.
Oh. All right. And the woman who said you're masturbating too hard, in the family or outside the family?
Definitely out.
Outside the family. And what was she doing there watching you do it without participating with you?
Well, she was trying to give me a blowjob, and she couldn't make me come.
And was this a professional woman or a date?
No, of course not. No, this was a date.
How dare you? How dare you?
I have to ask the hard questions.
I understand.
And then make fun of everyone who calls.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay. All right, Andy. Here's another thing, too. 20-year-old guys who had a little difficulty getting out of the blocks with the ladies. Like, some guys stumble out of the block somewhere around 9th or 10th grade and just never really get into their stride. And then their lifestyle doesn't help them. You know what I mean? They're going to junior college. They don't have a job. They drive a crappy car. Now they're sort of adults who don't have that confidence. A guy who got laid in high school can carry that momentum into his crappy adult life, even with the crappy car and the junior college, can still get
the
chicks.
And the cocaine and the heroin.
But he can still get, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I would say to Andy, don't focus on the women so much. Get your life in order. All guys who want to get laid, forget about convincing women. Just get your ass together. Get a good gig. Get a nice car. Get your life in order, and then women will be much easier to land.
Didn't you say there were some chicks that wanted to score with you, and you weren't so into it, or did I make that up?
Young Andy? Andy?
Yeah.
Chicks. What chicks wanted to score with you?
Well, this one chick. I mean, she thought I was into her, and I wasn't really. But she wanted. You know, she was like really attracted to me, so. I couldn't resist, but in the end, I wound up not having sex with her because I didn't think it was the right thing to do. So.
All right. That's fine. Listen, Andy, just get your life together, would you? I don't know what you're doing in junior college. Well, actually, I do. It's languishing. Get out of that junior college. Get a job.
All right.
Get out of the house. Get a car. Get a career.
I got a nice car, at least.
Okay.
So.
All right, there
you go. Song.
You're fine.
Song.
Yeah, you just talking to Andy, you just realize it ain't going to happen, right?
It's going to be a little while.
Women hate that sort of herky-jerky.
Yep.
That's Drew didn't have that. Drew had a rap, my friend. So I'm going to be a doctor.
No, I was just silent.
I'm going to be a doctor.
I don't know. I lived in Ryan's basement and rode a Razor scooter to a pizza place every day. And now I'm engaged to the girl I was with at that point.
Really?
So I worked out all right.
Yeah, you're able.
You had a rap. You're in a band.
Yeah, you're in a band.
We didn't make any money. We don't even make money now.
That doesn't matter.
You're a band. You're a band.
Chicks, just as long as you're doing something that sounds like it might be something one day.
They dig the plan.
Yeah, they dig the plan.
I did have a plan.
So even if he doesn't get his life together, he just needs to get a plan together.
He needs to behave like somebody with a plan.
All women want to see is they just take a look at a guy and they go, what direction is he going? Is he laterally? Is he going up? Is he going down? If they see the plan, they're fine with that.
Yeah,
yes?
I've heard that a million times. People don't stay with somebody because they have no motivation.
That's what women want, and a plan, and a little confidence. And let's hear a song.
Please.
What do you say?
That's what I want.
Oh, all tremendous. Right.
This is another little something from Story of the Year. Right there, Chris?
Anthem.
Mm-hmm. This is called Anthem of Our Dying Day.
Mm.
The moment that I live for, I can smell the ocean air. Here I am, pouring my heart onto these rooftops. Just a ghost to the world. That's exactly what I need. From up here, the city lights burn like a thousand miles. For a second I wish the tide would swallow every inch of this city. As you gasp for air tonight, I'd scream this song right in your face if you were here. Swear I won't miss a beat, cause I never. Like a thousand miles of fire, and I'm here to say
story of the year, everybody.
Penis without adequate normal shaft skin.
We got Adam and Phil here.
They're working on some new lyrics.
We're going to take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Adam and Phil here tonight.
You.
From Story of the Year. These guys are going to be playing my dear friend Jimmy Kimmel's show coming up on the 19th of this month, which is a good thing.
Yes.
I just found out about moments ago. All right. Let's get back to the phones and put this show to bed. What do you say, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amber?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I want to say hi. I love you guys. I love the show. I have a question. The other day I was with my boyfriend and I noticed that there's like, I don't know if it's normal, like an inch of, like when I go in my vagina, it's like this ball thing, like this bulgy thing.
You mean if you were to put your finger in, say, to the second knuckle?
Yeah.
You feel something at the tip of your finger?
Yeah.
That's smooth and round, seems like a little, like a tennis ball or a little, like a handball
or
something?
It's smaller than that, yeah.
That's your cervix.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Good times.
Yeah. True, I'll tell you that, huh?
Thanks a lot.
You know, you got to watch out. Let me tell you something. I'm no doctor. And it could very well be your cervix. I'm not saying it's not.
Let me tell you something.
I want to know why.
Let me tell you a story.
Adam's done with the story.
Well, no, I'll tell you why. It may, in fact, turn out to be your cervix, and I pray it is. But let me just tell you something. I was watching my friend Philip the Juggler, because he juggled.
Yes.
I was watching his dog. And
his dog?
His dog.
You mean you're babysitting it?
I was babysitting his dog. Yeah, I was watching his dog for him some years ago.
Dog sitting.
He was in Bronson.
And he was in Branson, Missouri. And the dog actually was playing with its toy. It was a hard rubber ball. He dropped that ball into my toilet when he was trying to get a drink out of it. The ball went into the toilet just out of eye's view and then wedged a solid ball in there. So, you know, now you take a crap in the toilets, whatever. So you hit it with the plunger, nothing. Then you rent that snake thing that was short, but all that auger. But all you do is shove the ball. The ball is too big for the hole, and it's solid rubber, one of those orange pink ones. And you're wedging it, nothing. So then what do you do? Get up on the roof. Put the hose down, you blow it out through the breather hole. Nothing. They actually pulled the toilet off, the goddamn thing. And I'm like, what? Where is it? Okay, it was in there. I'm saying, has she been watching Philip the Juggler's dog?
He dropped something in her vagina?
God forbid.
Yeah.
I don't wish it on anyone, Amber.
Should they take off the vagina and look inside? Or?
Well... That's
or blow it out from above.
Use the hose. Yeah. Put the hose in your ass, Amber. Well, I'm just trying to be safe. You're not watching a dog.
No.
Okay. I'm not a doctor.
What were you paranoid about?
Well, I had an ovarian tumor about like 3 years ago.
You had an ovarian cyst.
Yes.
That's not an ovarian tumor.
Oh. Okay.
The ovarian cysts are normal. Everybody gets ovarian cysts.
All right. I don't want to complicate things, but I had,
drop it in the ovary. No, I couldn't.
And there's an Asian guy who was watching at the house once. Friend dropped.
You were watching.
I had to watch.
You were watching.
Yeah.
Did he drop the ball in the toilet?
I would love ping pong this kid.
Oh, I see.
Where? I don't know if I should keep going or not, but I'm just saying this cyst could very well be what happened with. All right. She's paranoid, right?
Yeah.
You got to know your parts a little bit better than that, right?
A little histrionic.
Wait. You said everyone gets ovarian cysts?
Absolutely.
Like everyone.
Even well, dudes. You don't.
Well, no, I mean, I'm saying all women get ovarian cysts.
At some time or other. And the doctors don't realize how it freaks them out when they go, oh, it's an ovarian cyst. I can feel it. Oh, I have a tumor. No, it's ovarian cyst.
Do they have to be removed?
Very rarely.
The other one we always hear
follicular
about.
Cyst, when egg starts forming and is released for a pregnancy and released to be available for sperm, a little cyst is left behind, called a follicular cyst, or sometimes it doesn't release the egg and it forms a cyst. And sometimes they enlarge pretty good. Sometimes you have multiple follicular cysts. Pretty much everybody gets them at some point in their life. Sometimes they can rupture and cause a lot of pain. They can bleed. They can be a problem. But they're so common, it's pretty much essentially benign.
This, the other thing that we always hear is the abnormal cells on the pap smear. It's cancer. Right. They have precancerous cells.
No, no, they'll still...
They'll say cancer.
Yeah, I have cervical cancer. I got about a week to go.
Right.
Week to live. That's it.
Right.
Dead.
And then imagine this ball wedged into this toilet, me going at it from the front side and from the back side, going insane on the roof.
How did you finally figure it out?
At a certain point, it's like I had to, you know, took
you take
the whole
a sledgehammer to the
toilet off and started looking down the bottom where the wax Johnny ring was, and like I started like doing the math, like it's got to be right in here somewhere. I'd taken the auger and wedged it in so much that it.
How long did that take, the whole process?
I gutted that dog like a pig. I got to tell you, I killed that dog.
How long did it take, the whole process, including the killing the dog?
It was like a day, and, you know, $100, and I was making $9 an hour living in a dump in North Hollywood with three people. Yeah, just being poor sucks. Because now you just get on the phone, and some guy would figure it out, not you. Who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to Christine?
No.
No? Talk to Susan? All right. Susan?
Hi.
You're 21?
I love you guys' show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, I've been dating this guy for a long time, and I know everyone kind of goes through, like, a phase where they do some coke.
Sure.
Hello?
Mine's coming up, by the way. I haven't entered it yet.
I'm not in that everyone thing, I suppose.
Well, not yet.
Yeah. Susan, there's not a
you've gone through a phase eventually. I'm going to start doing I'm going to get like an 8-ball this weekend.
It may feel to you like everyone, or you may hang around with people that do it, so it seems like everyone, but no, everyone does not do cocaine.
Well, I mean, phase. A lot of people go through a phase, you know, like a couple weeks where they do it.
A lot of people don't would be a more accurate thing.
Some
do.
Some would be the word.
Some do, yeah.
So you guys are saying that if you ever do go through things like that, that automatically qualifies you for help?
We didn't say anything like that. We just said that it's a lot that some people do that and a lot of people don't.
Drew and I felt, and I think I can speak for the band here, that you were trying to sort of rationalize maybe some behavior of you or your boyfriend, and we're
by minimizing
not letting
it.
You get away with it by minimizing it.
Okay, well,
say, don't do that.
I mean, he hasn't done it for so long that... Does that...
All right. What's your question?
I want to know, is he going to relapse, or is that...
He just went through a phase like everyone where he does a little coke. Why should he relapse?
Why would he qualify as a relapse? It was just a phase.
A phase. And what did he relapse from? A couple of weekends, many years ago?
Because I don't think he obviously sees it in the same light that I do.
Well, here's the deal. Is if he has family history of alcoholism, if he's smoking pot every day, and he has periodic cocaine binges, that's full-blown addiction.
All right.
Is that him?
Well, when's the last time he did the coke?
Probably 3 or 4 months ago.
He may not be cocaine addicted yet. He's a cocaine binger, but the pot may be addicted. Alcohol may be addicted. And so he's a marijuana. How did I magically know that? He's a marijuana addict with a family history of alcoholism. And he's starting to binge on cocaine, and it's a progressive disease, and it's game on. You'll see what happens.
Do you think he won't last long in this?
Well, he'll switch over. He'll switch over to speed, frankly.
Well, here's the thing, too. You wouldn't be calling if he was. Here's the thing. People call us all the time. They say they're not doing whatever they're doing.
Then they want to convince
us.
Why
are you calling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I can
hear it in her voice,
of course,
too. Susan's a mess.
I know. Susan, I treat people like your boyfriend all the time. And when he's ready, he'll be ready, and we can take care of it. It's a treatable condition. If he's not ready, that's the way it goes.
Well, people have been freaking me out more than him, so...
Who are?
Telling me that he's going to relapse and all this stuff.
He's not. Doesn't need to relapse. He's using actively. He's a marijuana addict.
Well, actually, not really anymore. He's really been trying not to.
All right. Well,
yeah, but of course, he's not going to try. You don't try not to do pot. He's smoking pot every day still.
Were you with this dude for a long time before you started doing cocaine?
Yeah, I've known him for like 6 years, probably.
What's going on with you? You guys don't have any kids, do you?
No, sorry.
Oh, holy Christ, yeah. No.
We're
no kids.
Irresponsible people.
Okay.
All right. Just pay attention to what's going on here. There's a disease in evolution, and I hope you guys will get to it, taken care of before you hit too big a bottom.
All right. Good luck, baby doll. Okay. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Not only the show, but the week. I want to thank Story of the Year for coming out here. A delight.
Oh, thank you.
Glad I could share all my knowledge.
Page Avenue, name of the CD. Go out and get that. I want to thank Junior, Grouper Face, Junior, producer Lauren for doing a great job all week. I want to thank, who's over there, Brian?
Mm.
doing a great job on the phones. I want to thank Engineer Chris for doing a fantabulous job. Of course, the magic-fingered one, Engineer Anderson, for doing a spectacular job. Producer Ann for booking, really, through the roof lately, Producer Ann with the top-notch bookings on the show. And did I forget anyone, Drew?
No, I didn't.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Might you be gay? Might is there any gayness in your anus?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.